This is Jay Sekulow. You asked, do petitions matter? Well, here's what the president's spokesman said.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We condemn Iran's continued violation of the universal right of freedom of religion, and we call on the Iranian authorities to release Mr. Abedini.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We condemn Iran's continued violation of the universal rights of freedom of religion, and we call on the Iranian authorities to respect Mr. Abedini's human rights and to release him.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We've got breaking news here. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You've been asking, do these petitions matter in these cases involving international issues or even domestic issues? Well, 265,000 of you responded to our demand that the White House issue a statement calling for the release of Pastor Abedini and the State Department. Well, we just played for you their statements after, in fact, you, the American people, contacted us, 265,000 of you, they issue a statement. However, since that statement, folks, and this is critical, the pastor has been sentenced in Iran to 8 years in the torture prison, effectively a death penalty sentence. And the State Department is backtracking on its statements, folks. This is unbelievable, and this is happening at the same time we are calling for an international outcry to get global partners to get this pastor released. Jordan, what's the latest?
So, you know, yesterday I was on Fox News twice, once noon, right after this became a story and Fox broke, and we had put it online, and got it out there. We were talking about the story. Shannon Bream from Fox News said, you know, they're going to follow up all day. They would like to get some kind of comment now that there's been a conviction and sentencing. So because the old comment saying, you know, release him now and it's an unfair trial. Well, now there's been a conviction and sentencing. And, you know, the White House works on Sunday. This is a busy place. It's not like that's such a outlandish thing to ask, especially because this is an American citizen who was convicted. And so they worked on it. They did get two what were called statements. All the news agencies around the world called it that. Reuters said that U.S. Condemns Iranian court.
We need to define what the statement means. We heard and we played a statement, but Jordan, they're saying now that is not a statement. Let's be really specific here.
Right. So what you just heard, those were statements. But everything that you've seen the U.S. government say about this conviction, which has been all over TV and in the news, condemning the court, condemning this judgment, condemning the conviction, condemning the sentence of 8 years, this is what they wrote back to us when we said, can we get your full statements on this so we have the accuracy? Because we're the attorneys. We need to make sure that what the press is reporting is exactly what the U.S. government said. This is from the person who is named, Bernadette Maheen, the director of media outreach and an assistant press secretary. Her name flashes up on the screen and is in all the press articles. She wrote back to us to say, to clarify, the National Security Council has not released any written statements regarding Mr. Abedini's case. She included their original statement, though, Dad, going back to the first time the U.S. government ever said anything. She says, Mr. Abedini's, both the comments from Tommy, that was the first time, and the comment we provided today were not written statements, just responses to inquiries. And they would not even verify yet, and we have still not even gotten verification of the comments that are in the media. They would not send us the words.
So here's what you got.
They would not send the lawyers the words. They don't want it to be a real statement. Jay Carney now has to come out, and so does Victoria Nuland, and make new statements today, real ones, in front of the press about this conviction and sentencing, because this now is meaningless.
Yeah, so what you've got, folks, is they responded to you by issuing quote statements. They are now saying those are not statements, so that eliminates our ability to go to, or severely restricts our ability to go to, international governments that have relationships with Iran demanding release. So here's what we're going to do. We want to demand justice. We've got a brand new petition up. This one's going to international agencies as well, and we're also sending additional demands to the White House. You go to ACLJ.org. This is brand new. If you sign the other one, we got the result, but we got to get more. ACLJ.org, brand new petition, or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. We're focusing on international agencies, including the UN, folks. I'm going to read you about this prison when we come back. Unreal. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The worst-case scenario has occurred. Iran has convicted and sentenced American pastor Saeed Abedini to 8 years in prison simply because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, is facing many years of life-threatening torture and abuse in one of Iran's most dangerous and deadly prisons. Iran's actions violate its own constitution and violate multiple human rights treaties and laws. The ACLJ represents Pastor Saeed's wife and children who live in the U.S., and the ACLJ is moving aggressively, working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global, urging the United Nations and the European Union to mobilize their resources. With this conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, headline on Fox News, folks, hell on earth inside Iran's brutal Evin prison. That is where Saeed Abedini has been sentenced to 8 years. Now, that is effectively a death sentence. There are individuals that have been put in that prison that haven't survived 2 months. The torture is incredible, and they give pain medicine out at the end of every day, but not to Pastor Saeed. Why? Because he's unclean. Why is he unclean? Because he is a convert to Christianity from Islam. He got an 8-year sentence. Now, remember, this is the difficult situation we're in right now. We, of course, an appeal's been filed, but that doesn't mean anything in Iran. We've got to get international pressure out. So let me first encourage you. We've got a brand new petition up right now, brand new. 265,000 of you signed the one to the United States government, and we've got to work on that too, because there's an interesting development, a very concerning development, I should say, in the United States right now with regard to statements coming out of the State Department and the White House. But we also have to focus on the international communities now, especially those that have business relationships with Iran. So you go to aclj.org. It's a brand new petition up. I need you to sign it. We really need pressure here, folks, because this prison, people do not survive. It's synonymous. This is what the reports say. The prison is synonymous with repression and torture. We've got to get this pastor out of there. He's sentenced to 8 years. No contact with his family during that 8-year period. No phone calls. 1-877-989-2255. We can't stand idly by here. You can also go to aclj.org or 877-989-2255. To sign on to that petition. Now, Jordan, let's explain what happened here with the State Department and the White House, where we've got another very dangerous situation.
Yesterday, the media was really pushing. They wanted new commentary from the U.S. government because of the sentencing and conviction. There was no question it was accurate that the 8-year prison sentence, it was out in the media. And no one, I mean, talking about from Fox News to the AP to Reuters, could understand why they got no commentary at all. Yes, it's the weekend, but the government doesn't stop, and they know Iran is not the weekend there. And they issued strong statements just a few days before. Remember, Jay Carney and the State Department spokesperson, Victoria Nuland. So why not be able to...
Jordan, let's stop right there. Let's play the statement and then explain what has really transpired here. Here's the statement from... let's do Jay Carney's, okay?
Which took 6 months to get.
Right.
6 months.
We condemn Iran's continued violation of the universal right of freedom of religion, and we call on the Iranian authorities to release Mr. Abedini.
Now, Jordan, this was before the sentence was issued.
And that took 6 months, and they didn't do that until Friday. Now, we knew this was the trial was already done, you know, so they didn't do it before the trial, which is what Congress asked them to do. They failed there. They failed to do it 2 months ago, 3 months ago. They didn't do it when the Congress asked. They did it going into the weekend, which was the beginning of the week in Iran, and he got sentenced. So it took 6 months to get that. But once they said it, why not respond with a little bit more clear statements from people like him? It doesn't have to even be on camera.
What does it mean that the fact that they haven't responded, what does that mean on the international scene?
You know, here's the problem. The media, so Fox News did a great job. They got a statement, but it's not called that. They got a response that they could run in their stories. But when we contacted the National Security Council and their spokesperson, who was named, and said, can you send us the full statement? We want to make sure we get it all accurate. Nice email. I mean, we've been working with them on this. And they wrote back and said, we haven't made any statements the entire time. This is from the National Security Council, including the first one.
But what was that then, if it wasn't a statement?
Just a response to reporters. So
not issue a statement about an American citizen?
It's not available to the public is what I'm trying to really make clear. If you call the State Department right now or the National Security Council and said you're just calling in, you wanted to get the statement because you heard it, if you're not with the press, they say it doesn't exist. Even if you read it in your newspaper. So that means if a foreign government that I met with, a Brazilian vice president, says, great, here's all the info, and I included those quotes, and he wanted to check, or his assistant did, to make sure what we gave him was accurate, he's not the press, he calls, they're going to say, no, we don't have those on file. That's what the problem is. It's not right what they're doing to this pastor. It was wrong. We gave him way too much credit, obviously, already this weekend for those Friday comments. And you looking back, realizing we had to fight so hard to get, two lines of a sentence to a country that they say nasty things about every day? I mean, they're condemning Iran every day for something. But we'll go fly around to North Korea. It's unbelievable what we've had to deal with and the families dealt with in light of the fact that they're told you're not going to be able to speak to your husband again. Jay Carney can get a statement out for us. It'd be very helpful, and it was going to be helpful, except for now it's kind of the one he did it's not relevant anymore because there's been a conviction.
A conviction to a sentence of 8 years in a prison that is known for repression and torture, including executions, mock executions, and brutality. And our government is basically retracting, saying they never issued a statement, even though we've got the audio of it, and you heard it here. Now let me play for you Victoria Nuland from the State Department statement. This is what she said.
We condemn Iran's continued violation of the universal rights of freedom of religion, and we call on the Iranian authorities to respect Mr. Abedini's human rights and to release him.
Yeah, except if you want to call and get that information, if you're Jordan said Brazil, or if you're a government in Spain or Morocco, no response, no statement for an American that is in Iran now facing basically an 8-year sentence, which is effectively a death sentence. If you want to express your outrage, we have a brand new petition up. This is going around the globe, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 for your calls. Why is our government doing this? And it hurts us on the global scale. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, this sentence that's now been put in place against Saeed Abedini has dramatic impact on his family as well, besides the fact that he's gone, which is
yeah,
obvious.
I mean, I talked to Nagme. We represent the family. So people saw her. This was her first interview since hearing about it today. We can play some of the sound later in the show. And I said, her reaction to being, you know, it was good that the family got to see him today, but they're still in shock about this conviction. And I don't think anybody, you know, has been able to fully understand there because they got to see him, which was good for them because it's been an exact week since his trial. But she was told, you'll never speak to your husband for 8 years. Your kids won't ever hear his voice. Now, folks, that to me makes it clear that was an intentional move by Iran. That's not just torturing Saeed. That's torturing Nagme and their kids. Okay, that is trying to destroy a family.
Let me rip them apart,
and they want you to forget about them. Because if you can't hear their voice, people know about this. This is a classic move. You no longer can make that connection that was so important. Those calls were seconds that they had, but as you saw in those interviews with her, that has been so important in keeping this moving forward with her, you know, and with the fight. It's a they're torturing the family. They're torturing him without even laying a hand.
All right, let me play for you. This is Martha McCallum asked this question to Nagme just hours ago. Take a listen. It's number 13.
Your children, as you point out, 6 years old, 4 years old, and he has an 8-year sentence. What do you tell them? What are you saying to them about this?
They don't know. My daughter heard me say 8 years to someone. She said, Mom, what's years? And I couldn't explain to them that a year is 365 days. And she doesn't get it. They don't understand it at all. They're still hoping every day that he's going to come home. I haven't taken that hope from them. Every night they pray and they wake up hoping that he's going to be home soon. So I can't even break that news to them.
All right, here's what we're going to do, folks. I need everybody that's listening to do this. Number one, if you want to talk to us on air about this, you can call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to play it for you right now, number 11 from Nagme, and then I'm going to ask you to take some direct action. Take a listen.
Iran's the ones that's violating and keeping him illegally for 5 months and torturing him and being in such a horrific prison. 8 years is a death sentence. Anything can happen every day.
And unfortunately, in Iran prison, it does happen every day. So here's what we're going to do. I need everybody that's listening right now. We've got a brand new petition up. It is going to the UN. It's going to global organizations as well as government officials around the country. Plus, Jordan is simultaneously with our team in Washington working to get a clear statement from the State Department and from the president. But we've got to work on the global side of this as well. So, folks, I need you to go to your phones right now and sign on to this petition or go to ACLJ.org. Now, this is a new petition that's up. So the 265,000 of you that contacted us, we got the response from the State Department. The problem is he's now been sentenced, and the State Department is backtracking. So we've got a brand-new petition up. We're going to demand justice here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The urgency in Nagme's voice, you heard it. She will not speak to her husband or her children will not speak to their father during the sentence, which is effectively can be a death sentence. There is an article on Fox News right now called Hell on Earth, and it's talking about this prison. ACLJ.org if you want to take action here and help us, or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to take your calls when we come back. But, folks, everybody, when we take this break, you go to the phones and you sign this new petition that's up. Remember, it's brand new. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The worst-case scenario has occurred. Iran has convicted and sentenced American pastor Saeed Abedini to 8 years in prison simply because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, is facing many years of life-threatening torture and abuse in one of Iran's most dangerous and deadly prisons. Iran's actions violate its own constitution and violate multiple human rights treaties and laws. The ACLJ represents Pastor Saeed's wife and children who live in the U.S., and the ACLJ is moving aggressively, working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global, urging the United Nations and the European Union to mobilize mobilize their resources. With his conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. Everyone, we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. There's an article up on foxnews.com. I encourage you to see it. It's called Hell on Earth, Inside Iran's Brutal Evin Prison. There was a journalist that was sentenced also to 8 years. She was released after 100 days. Here's what she said. I was very lucky to be released after 100 days. I believe that the media coverage, along with people's efforts such as signing petitions, writing letters to Iranian officials, and speaking out for me, helped pressure the Iranian authorities to release me after my appellate trial. And there's going to be an appellate trial in this case, too. Folks, again, as we get ready to take your calls, you go to your phones and you sign this petition or go to aclj.org. By the way, since we've launched this morning, over 5,000 of you have gone there. The last petition we had up, 265,000 of you contacted us. We did get statements out of the State Department and out of the White House, but since this sentence, it's been a disaster dealing with the White House and the State Department. You can also call us at 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But folks, you ask if these petitions matter. You're hearing it from journalists. You saw it in the statements that came out. It does, but now we've got to get global support. Jordan, what's your next move here?
The next move is, well, we're naming names now. We've decided that we're sick and tired. You know, I saw another report right before I was on Fox, and I said it yesterday, we said it today, and by the way, we've had no contact from them since this conviction. So as of this moment, the State Department, the U.S. government has not contacted Nagmeh, has not contacted us, and then I see a reporter in London say, you know, the State Department told her they're doing things and answered the question saying, yeah, to Bill Himmer, they are. And I understand that the reporter doesn't know the difference, but we're there. I mean, we're the people they're supposed to be calling with Nagmeh. And let me tell you, they aren't. They aren't. They should have been on the phone before we were on that interview today. It's Monday morning, okay? Give them the holiday, the Sunday off, fine. Monday morning, 9 a.m., could have called. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, this tells you folks why we got to take action here, because the government of the United States is letting an American rot in a prison that is being called hell on earth. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go to a phone call. Jordan, who's next?
Todd in Arizona, making a great point, one I've tried to make. Todd, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Todd.
How you doing, Dre?
Good.
I'm just wondering, you know, wasn't it a few years that Bill Clinton, a few years ago, had two journalists released from North Korea? Didn't he go over there in person?
Not only that, but the Secretary of State, which was Hillary Clinton, was making direct comments herself, which, by the way, we have not gotten at all. You know, so we've gotten the spokespeople. We've not gotten the actual Secretary of State here. And they knowingly violated the law by going into North Korea. I don't mean that we shouldn't try to help them. We should. We did the right thing. But then you get to this situation, you're thinking, they're telling us they under the law, this would be a problem for them to say anything and do anything more aggressively. They didn't take any time, moments. And those journalists knew the risk, okay? They intentionally broke the law of another country. Whether we agree with their laws or not, it wasn't as if they just got grabbed and they had a history of being there and no problems, and then all of a sudden they're now sentenced to 8 years in jail. And we did everything we could for them, and guess what? It worked out, even in a place like North Korea, even though they intentionally, you know, violated the law and knew what they were doing. Secretary of State didn't have any problems issuing those statements, and they're firing off missiles all the time saying they're aimed at us. Iran, who we condemn every single day, they're not helping this Christian pastor. So I guess he was a journalist who broke the law and knowingly broke the law. Maybe they'd be doing more, but because he's a Christian who wanted to start an orphanage, they act like, you know, it's no big deal. We don't get any comment from people that high up.
Well, we're going to have to look, folks, this is taking on a whole new dimension in light of this conviction. Again, if you're just joining us or joining us late, 8 years in Evin prison is effectively a death sentence. His wife knows that too, by the way, and that's what's making this all the more urgent. We're here for another half hour. Remember, if you don't get us on SiriusXM, just go to ACLJ.org. You can listen to the entire broadcast. And if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's grab another phone call.
Yep, Lois from Oregon, on line one. Lois, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Lois.
Yes, good morning. First of all, I just want to thank you for your tenacity and sticking with all this.
Yeah.
I certainly will be signing the new petition for Pastor Saeed. But I want to take you back to Pastor Narcani, who I am continuing to pray for. I had heard that he was back in prison, and I just wanted an update on him as well.
He's out. They did put him in for 3 days. They said it was going to be to complete some of his sentence. That was bogus. Of course, that was the Iranian regime basically trying to intimidate him again, but he is out. So that's the report there. So that's some good news on that front. But look, you can't this Iranian regime, until they're held accountable by global pressure, does whatever they want. Now, global pressure makes a difference on them, and again, that's the reason why we're fighting so hard. But, again, the reality is you're dealing with the regime here. I mean, Jordan, there's an appeal going on now. We know that that, again, is another mockery.
Yes, it's appeal within the Revolutionary Court. And it's there is no structure. So could we do enough pressure that in these next 20 days, when the appeal has to be filed, then all the attorney says he's going to file it, and let me tell you, they will make it difficult for him. Okay? They may have said that, but remember, the same judge who said there's the appeal – and the also had the told the attorney there's going to be bail, and he's still trying to work on that, but because he heard that from the judge. But then the court administrators won't accept it. So even the appeal that he says he'll file, remember, he could file it, and they don't have to accept it. So they could also just deny it. You know, just because you have a right to appeal doesn't mean they have to hear it. So that being said, they could also totally reverse course, just like that journalist was talking about, because of the petitions, because of people speaking out. But unfortunately, he's not a journalist. He's a Christian. Now, that shouldn't make it any different, right? He's an American citizen. But, you know, he may not have the same kind of connections, or because he's a pastor, it's too Christian-y. Something is going on here where we've been willing to do so much for others, and I'm thankful for that. Even Youssef Narkani, he was Iranian. They did more for him. They did more for an Iranian they'll never meet than they have for an American family and his wife and two kids who are right here on the phone with them. They'll never know the Narcani family, and yet they were willing to do everything.
Let me play very quickly here. This is Lisa Daftari, who's been reporting on this with Fox News. This is an important statement she made.
There has to be an enormous effort on the part of the State Department, the White House, the media, to keep pressure on this case and help him out. We did it before. We did it with Youssef Narkhani's case. He was the Iranian pastor from Iran that was held for being a Christian. And here's one of our own. So we have to, you know, double the effort and keep the pressure on this case.
This is exactly what Jordan just said, and this is one of our own. This is an American citizen facing daily torture and not given even pain medicine that the other prisoners that are being tortured are receiving because he's unclean. That violates, by the way, international law that the Iranian regime has signed on to, including charters and Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We've got to get the UN involved. We've got to get governments involved. We've got to get our own government to work on behalf of this pastor in a meaningful way. This is a brand new petition that's up, and I need your help on this. Jordan needs your help. Our team needs your help. This pastor needs your help. His family needs your help. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. A brand new petition. Over 7,000 of you have signed on it so far. Go to ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, in this prison, every day matters. Every day is torture. Every day something bad can happen. We've got to fight back, and we've got to use our resources now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The ACLJ is moving aggressively
working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global. With this conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, 8-year sentence in the Yemen prison for Pastor Saeed Abedini, effectively a death sentence for him unless he is miraculously released. It has happened before. It can happen again. It's going to take everybody's work. We're doing that at the ACLJ. Our affiliates around the globe are doing that as well. We've got a lot of phone calls that's coming in. Before we get to the call, Jordan, let's set forth very clearly what's at stake and what has happened. So it's very clear.
An 8-year prison sentence, I said yesterday, and Nagmeh repeated, and I did not tell her she needs to go around saying that. I know that's a very tough thing. And I even followed up with her and said, if you were watching that one, just know. I mean, you know the truth, but we got to fight forward, because the truth is if that sentence stands, she understands what that means. And that's why she said it today directly, because 8 years is, first of all, they never let anyone out. Okay. Second, he's barely survived 4 months. And he's gotten to talk to her every once in a while. I mean, every once in a while for a few minutes, but hear his kid's voice. See his family a little bit there. Well, his family got to see him once in the last week, and he's moved twice inside the prison. But he was told, you'll never talk to your wife while you're here. And he knows. He's not like, it's not like he doesn't know what's happening to him here. He knows what happens when you get stuck in this situation. She does, too. They don't have to talk to each other to realize if he doesn't get out, that could be 12 years or never again. And she's not even tried to explain it to her own kids, because this concept of time, 8 years, this has only been 6 months so far. So torture, beating, and you're not even going to hear your husband's voice. And she can't go to Iran. Let me tell you, if it was okay, if that government okayed her and said, you can see her, visit your husband, I mean, if she felt comfortable with it, I'm sure she would. Okay, she's not against that. She wants to see her husband. She can't, because they threatened to arrest her.
Right.
They have arrested her before. So this is a very difficult situation. Get through all the complication. You know, we talk about all the behind the scenes here in Washington. The truth is, all you have to know is this. There's an American. He went to go visit his family in Iran, and which many do every year, and then he was going to help build an orphanage with Iranian money, not any foreign money. It wasn't Christian. Stop calling him pastor because he wasn't doing anything religious there. He's an American citizen who went to go see his family. He now got sentenced to 8 years in jail because of what he did between 2001 and 2005 that was specific Christian actions, which weren't illegal at the time. But by the way, this is a new criminal violation they've come up with. So, folks, our government has done basically nothing. We're celebrating because it's been so exhausting, even to the media, you know, I mean, trying to get comments from them. When they get anything, it's like, finally, thank you. But let me tell you, folks, the fact that we're having to say finally thank you to get a few words said at a press conference or some pieces of paper, which we can't even get, tells you how little our government cares, because they're not, they're, for some reason, they're not connecting the dots here. 8 years, these are U.S. citizens, his wife is here, and folks, she's the one having to come out and say it, our own government.
Yeah, let me play for you Nagmeh's own words here. That says exactly what their husband's facing.
Iran's the ones that's violating and keeping him illegally for 5 months and torturing him and being in such a horrific prison. 8 years is a death sentence. Anything can happen every day.
Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, we can't say it any clearer than that. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, if it sounds like desperation here, we are having to mobilize our resources around the globe to stand up for this pastor. If you would like to help us, it's easy to do. At aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. Jordan, what is the next move here?
Sure, we're gonna we have been trying to give our government the time that's done. So if they don't do what we're really saying to do based on their previous work before, we're not coming up with new things. Yesterday in that interview, Dad, I said the U.S. leading means privately, not publicly, telling other governments to help and acknowledging to us that they've done that. They don't have to tell us who, and we don't have to tell you on radio. But suddenly, I'd be done talking. They won't do that. They've said the opposite, okay? They've told us nothing. They had no plans until we ripped their heads off on TV. And then suddenly they had comments out. They're going to see a tougher side of us because we've been trying to be nice, trying to get this moving forward, and now we've got to go over their heads. We've got to take it to another level on our own.
All right, folks, we need your help to do that. Go to ACLJ.org. It's a brand-new petition that's up, or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to add your name. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The worst-case scenario has occurred. Iran has convicted and sentenced American pastor Saeed Abedini to 8 years in prison simply because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, is facing many years of life-threatening torture and abuse in one of Iran's most dangerous and deadly prisons. Iran's actions violate its own constitution and violate multiple human rights treaties and laws. The ACLJ represents Pastor Saeed's wife and children who live in the U.S., and the ACLJ is moving aggressively, working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global, urging the United Nations and the European Union to mobilize their resources. With his conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Well, you know, Iran has signed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which in Article 5 says that no one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment. Meanwhile, on Fox News website, foxnews.com, the headline reads, "Hell on Earth Inside Iran's Brutal Evin Prison," which is where this pastor, Saeed Abedini, this American, is being held right now. So, folks, of course they're violating international charters, but now we got to get the UN involved because our own government is actually inept in its capability to engage on behalf of a U.S. citizen. As horrible as that sounds, but that is the fact of what we're dealing with. Again, if you want to sign the petition, over 7,000 of you have just in a couple of minutes. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Plenty of calls come in. Derek in Colorado on line 6. Derek, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Derek.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I've got a strong sense or feeling in my heart that our government's lying down because they're kind of trying to distance themselves from Christianity. I mean, we're seeing it in everything else they do. You know, we're seeing a lot of things that just don't add up. You know, the weapons, the planes and tanks going to the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, what can we do to hold their feet to the fire and get some?
Sure, Jordan, go ahead.
It's you know, it's interesting, Derek. I've had the same feeling. I've been in these the news studios for the past 5 days, so I see all the other stories. I'm sitting there in the waiting room before I go on, and I'm looking. I'm saying, okay, I've seen three different stories on Iran already. I see the Muslim Brotherhood, and very critical. You know, people are talking about why are we sending the F-16s, and there's another issue, Pakistan, this, that. And then we get to Pastor Saeed's, and you put it all together, and you've been sitting there just for about 30 minutes, and you realize, okay, what is wrong with this administration? There's obviously a serious problem here when it comes to recognizing that there are issues within many Islamic countries. In fact, the majority of Islamic countries are the worst human rights abusers in the world. There are a handful that are okay, so it's rare. That's not an anti-Muslim comment, by the way. Many Muslims would agree, like Zuhdi Jasser. You don't want to live in one of those countries because they're mean to Muslims. Okay, if you don't practice the faith the way they want you to, you're an infidel too. So that's the truth. That's not anti-Muslim or wrong to come out and say. If Christianity was that problem, then everybody would be saying it, right? And they still try to blame Christians for the world's problems. The truth is, they're not seeing him as an American. They're seeing him as a Christian Iranian who converted, and that was his own fault. I'm telling you, Dad, I have not really said that yet, but these are the kind of statements we're hearing. He knew what he was getting himself into when he became a Christian. He's an American citizen.
Folks, I mean, I hope you just heard what Jordan said, and I'm going to repeat it. The basic sentiment that we're hearing within our own government is, well, he became a Christian. When he made that decision, he knew what he was getting into. And they're talking about an American. Interestingly, with today's development, I am devastated for my husband and my family. We must now pursue every effort, turn every rock, and not stop until Saeed is freely on American soil and safely on American soil. Folks, we're working really hard on this. We need your help. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That journalist that was released from prison, from the same prison, said it was the petitions and the media attention that was garnering her support. When we look to find out that these committees to protect journalists, they hope to reach numbers like 10,000. Yep. We heard from 300,000 of you, basically, with phone calls and internet. And our government issues a statement, and they say, but that statement's not available for other governments, which means they were just placating. And again, it's an American citizen. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
I want to say this real quickly, too. I have nothing against this journalist because what they did was wrong, but she knew what she actually did know what she was getting herself into if she didn't have the right credentials. And you can visit Iran as a journalist, but if you were there for years, which she was, I believe, you know, I mean, listen, we did the right thing there by helping one of our own. It took a few thousand people getting it on the government's attention. That's what it should have been here. Yeah, you got to get their attention. They got a lot going on. 300,000, 49 members of Congress, 12 U.S. senators. And all we're trying to get is paper statements. That's why I kind of said today, no more. You know, we can do our job. We don't have to have the Obama administration. And the truth is, who is expecting them to come to your help at this point? They haven't helped in 6 months. Maybe this will light some fire under them. And somebody there are people there that want to help. I do want to make that clear. There are plenty of government officials that want to help. They're being told they can't. Okay? So all the people who want to help us, plenty, probably the most, are being shut down by someone high enough to keep them from moving forward.
Well, folks, we're fighting on this aggressively. There was an article that Jordan had that was linked into newspapers around the globe. 13,832 people liked it on Facebook. Again, utilizing the social media is critical. Let's go to Donald in New York on line three. Hi, Donald.
This administration does not believe in our foundation of Judeo-Christian values, and like Fort Hood was a workplace shooting, and anytime any other country has needed our help, we've been there.
Well, you know what? You said it. I'm going to play for you what President Obama said, which I think has started a lot of this mess, frankly, when he was in Cairo and gave that speech that started this entire Middle East disaster that we're witnessing. It's exactly what you were referring to, Donald. Here's the president's own words.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
A nation of citizens. You know, that is the most ridiculous statement that I've heard from a government official in probably certainly it will rank in the top 10. We're a nation of citizens. That's not our commonality. But that's, again, Jordan, you know, that was Donald's question's the right question. And you're getting the sense underneath this at our own State Department.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the truth is everything Donald just says, right. The State Department, there's something there. Just anti-Christian. If he was a Baha'i, they love talking about the Baha'is, but he's an American. If he had some other religion, if it was more bizarre maybe, or just, you know, unknown, if it was because he was an atheist, if it was because he was a journalist who was knowingly violating the law even, they would be fine. But, you know, these comments from them as if he knows, you know, because he's a Muslim who became a Christian.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the United States of America.
Yeah.
We don't accept that. We don't ever accept it, that's a decision that someone should ever have to consider. Certainly not someone who is a U.S. citizen. That when they set you back like that, you realize you were dealing with people. These are the defenders of these regimes. This is the what relativism and your Sunday school teachers talk about when they say you have to have right and wrong or else everything goes and is a disaster because you can't condemn anything. You can't call anything wrong anymore. This is the example of it. When you start having your own country defend radical Islamists who we have no diplomatic relationship with, who kill people because of their faith and kill their own citizens because they're not the exact kind of Muslims they want them to be.
Let me play for you. Nagme was asked by Martha McCallum about her reaction on learning of the sentence number 9.
Nagme, I can only imagine what went through your mind when you heard this sentence. What was your reaction?
It was devastating. There was glimmer of hopes that was falsely given to us that he might be released. And to hear the 8 years, my kids will be teenagers. There's no chance of us going back and seeing him. And the phone calls are cut off now. The kids won't even be able to hear their dad's voice. It just seems very devastating that not until they're teenagers, they're, you know, in toddlers right now, will they ever hear their dad's voice or see him.
And that's if he survives that prison, which many have not, is the truth of the matter. Let's try to grab one other phone call here. Preston from Texas. Preston on line 5. Welcome to broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello. I thought this was one nation under God. Now, it's one nation of citizens.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I think what Jordan just said is right. You know, we talk about relativism, and I appreciate your calling on this. Yeah, we're a nation of citizens, and there's no right and wrong, so you don't condemn a regime that's holding your own citizen. And Jordan, I think, you know, what you said is right. It goes back to the basic Sunday school lesson, and that's what we're learning with this administration.
There are right and wrongs, and some things are clear. Some things are not always clear. Some things we have to discuss. But the basics are very clear. And yet they've gotten to a point, well, you know, it's their culture. Now, this is a country that wants to, you know, kill us, destroy us. And we say nasty things about it all the time. But when it comes down to the religious issue, everybody's ready to defend this. Well, he knew what he was getting into. American citizens don't know what they're getting into. American citizens have the right to believe what we want or not believe anything at all and change our faith every minute, every second, and declare it on the street corner. Our State Department acts like, well, yeah, if you do that, though, you know, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble. It's sick. It's really sickening. And I've been saying more than we've said before because really at this point, and I've seen the frustration on the faces of Nagme, the frustration of even the journalist covering it. No one can understand. No one can believe. And so the truth is, neither can we. And we're moving forward without them. If they don't want to go, and we're gonna keep pushing them, but we got to move forward. And no time to waste on you know, John Kerry next. I really don't care anymore. It's not going to – it's just going to be feet dragging. And the truth is they're not as important as even they've been made out to be.
All right, coming up on the broadcast, you're going to hear from Nagme. This is very important, so we want you to stay tuned for that. Again, folks, if a brand-new petition up, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, fighting for the life of this American citizen. In the worst prison you can imagine. Hell on earth is what Fox News calls it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The worst-case scenario has occurred. Iran has convicted and sentenced American pastor Saeed Abedini to 8 years in prison simply because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, is facing many years of life-threatening torture and abuse in one of Iran's most dangerous and deadly prisons. Iran's actions violate its own constitution and violate multiple human rights treaties and laws. The ACLJ represents Pastor Saeed's wife and children who live in the U.S., and the ACLJ is moving aggressively, working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global, urging the United Nations and the European Union to mobilize their resources. With this conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Listen, this case with Pastor Saeed Abedini, which you've been hearing so much about, we've been working very hard on. This case continues to ramp up in the international media. One of the main initiatives that we've been doing on this case is what we describe as media advocacy, taking Pastor Saeed's story to the public, taking it to the domestic press, taking it to the international press. Just this morning, Jordan was able to once again go on Fox News, which, by the way, we have to give a specific thank you to Fox News for keeping this story front and center. But Jordan was able to go on Fox News with Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme. Again, hearing this story directly from Nagme is the best way to hear this story. You can personalize it. You can see that Pastor Saeed has very real ramifications here. Folks, he has a wife and two young children who, after this conviction over the weekend, he not only faces the prospect of 8 years in an Iranian prison without being able to see them, which, as Nagme describes, is akin to a death sentence. Folks, after this weekend's development, Pastor Saeed has lost the right to a weekly phone call with his wife and kids here in the United States. So he faces the prospect of 8 years without hearing his wife's voice, 8 years without speaking to his two young children. And as someone who is about Saeed's age and has a wife and three young children, that is something that really hit home with me over the weekend. 8 years without being able to speak to his wife, without being able to speak to his two young kids. We have to continue to stand in the gap for Pastor Saeed. That is exactly what Jordan and Nagme, Saeed's wife, did this morning on Fox News with Bill Hemmer and Martha McCollum. I want you to hear directly from Nagme now, directly from Jordan on these recent updates. Let's go ahead and play that interview now.
Well, the American pastor who is on trial for opening a network of churches in Iran has now been sentenced to serve 8 years in the country's most dangerous prison. This comes right after last week we heard that he might be released. Then they couldn't find him for a couple of days. This has been torture for his family. Nagme Abedini is the pastor's wife. This is her first TV interview since that verdict. And Jordan Sekulow's organization has been helping this family fight for his release throughout. He's executive director at the American Center for Law and Justice. Welcome back to the show, both of you.
Thank you, Martha.
Nagme, you. I can only imagine what went through your mind when you heard this sentence. What was your reaction?
It was devastating. There was glimmer of hopes that was falsely given to us that he might be released. And to hear the 8 years, my kids will be teenagers. There's no chance of us going back and seeing him, at least on the prison visits. And the phone calls are cut off now. The kids won't even be able to hear their dad's voice. It just seems very devastating that not until they're teenagers, they're, you know, and toddlers right now, will they ever hear their dad's voice or see him.
Jordan, what is the explanation from Iran, if any?
Oh, the explanation is that this is a national security crime because he intentionally attempted to undermine the national security of the Iranian government by working with house churches from 2001 to 2005. I've got two pieces of breaking news, though, for you, Martha. First, his attorney has confirmed to AFP, which is great, the appeal will move forward. It's in the Revolutionary Court. The second piece of information, the statements yesterday, and I have to thank Fox News for tracking those down from the NSC and State Department about the conviction, We emailed them last night so that we could get those directly from them. We're the attorneys. We need it. Not necessarily a written statement professionally, but just to confirm every piece. We got this response back, and this underscores why it has been so difficult to work with this State Department and this NSC. They will say one thing to the press. What do they say to the people representing the family? Here's the email from Bernadette. She's the one quoted in the NSC. To clarify, the NSC has not released any written statements regarding Mr. Abedini's case. Both the comment that you sent and the comment we provided today were not written statements, but rather responses to inquiries from members of the press. Now, the headlines of the newspapers around the world today are the State Department condemns, the U.S. government condemns in a statement. So, again, this shows me, why am I so nervous about having a foreign government meet with me and then call the White House and say, what are you going to say? And they're going to say, we didn't say anything?
Yeah. I mean, Nagmi, what do you think? You know, I mean, your husband's an American citizen. I want to continue to stress this. This is an American citizen being held in Iran on charges of evangelization, and as Jordan pointed out, a threat to the security of the government of Iran. He has family there. He's gone back and forth freely for years. He said to them, we will no longer do the house churches if that, you know, is breaking the law in any way. We're not going to do that anymore. He was setting up an orphanage in Iran as part of his activities there. Nagmi, what would you say to the State Department right now? And I wonder, you know, I doubt you had time to watch the 60 Minutes interview last night. Perhaps you did in the middle of all this. But no questions about your husband's situation to Hillary Clinton last night?
That's unfortunate. He was there, as you mentioned, for the orphanage. And he didn't break any laws. He's there because of Iran's violation of human rights for his belief as a Christian. And Iran's the ones that's violating and keeping him illegally for 5 months and torturing him and being in such a horrific prison. 8 years is a death sentence. Anything can happen every day. And so it's unfortunate that we're hearing, we're not seeing a more aggressive action from our government. I hope that to see more of that, and not just from our government, but all over the world, because this is a violation of his human rights, and Iran is violating that right. And Iran needs to be accountable to that.
You are told that he is in Ward 350 now, Section 3, Hall 1 of Evin Prison, which is a notoriously brutal prison, and you will not have any contact with him anymore. Your children, as you point out, 6 years old, 4 years old. And he has an 8-year sentence. What do you tell them? What are you saying to them about this?
They don't know. My daughter heard me say 8 years to someone. She said, Mom, what's years? And I couldn't explain to them that a year is 365 days. And she doesn't get it. They don't understand it at all. They're still hoping every day that he's going to come home. I haven't taken that hope from them. Every night they pray and they wake up hoping that he's going to be home soon. So I can't even break that news to them. Yeah. They don't understand the concept of years.
They're so little, and I don't blame you.
Yes.
Nagmi, thank you. We appreciate you spending time with us, and we very much want to keep this story in the forefront and to continue to put pressure on, as you say, governments here and all around the world.
Yes.
For this human rights violation. Jordan, thank you. Keep in touch, and we'll continue to tell your story. We wish you all well. Many
thank you. I appreciate that.
She has been super strong since the beginning, and our best to her.
Folks, again, that was Jordan and Nagmi, Saeed's wife. I want to reiterate something that you heard from Nagmi in that interview. Saeed's young children, they're 6 and 4 right now. If Pastor Saeed serves this 8-year conviction, this 8-year sentence that he's been handed down, assuming he survives that sentence, by the way, this is even prison, very brutal prison. But if he survives that, Nagmi said that her children would be teenagers the next time they get to see their father, the next time they get to even speak with this father. Folks, that is not acceptable. Saeed is a U.S. citizen. He has committed no crime. He is simply practicing his faith. We must continue to stand up for him. If you want to join us, if you want to demand Pastor Saeed be released to his wife and kids, you can sign that petition at aclj.org. You can also do it by calling 877-989-2255. Folks, 8 years in an Iranian prison, not something that you often survive. Stand for Pastor Saeed now, 877-989-2255.
Yeah.
the ACLJ is moving aggressively, working to secure Pastor Saeed's freedom. The focus now turns global. With this conviction and sentence, it's critical that the world unite and stand up to speak out against this mockery of justice and demand that Iran free Pastor Saeed. Sign on to our petition to save Pastor Saeed from Iranian prison. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.